Technical support, this is Ellen Burstyn. How can I help you today?
Yes, sir. This is Ellen Burstyn. How can I help you today?
Okay. Can you tell me which company computer you have?
It's a laptop, desktop of which company?
Okay. And what exactly were you doing when you got this alert?
Okay.
All right. I have to check why you're getting this alert in your computer. Can you just verify me your area postal code so that I can check your area network as well? Your zip code or your postal code for your area.
Okay, just stay connected with me for a moment. I'll grab the details for you and I'll read it out for you, okay?
Alright, thank you.
For holding the line, are you still there with me, sir?
Okay, well, what I can see over here, I have checked everything from my side and I can see there is an attempt of hacking. And it seems like it's occurred in past 48 hours. Due to that, the firewall security has been broken down. So I believe you know what doesn't hacking means, right? Okay, let me explain it to you. The hacking means whoever is doing to you, they can steal your identity and misuse it. And also, the hackers are continuously attacking on your network. Any information that you hold onto your network or hold into your device can be compromised. So is there anybody else who use your device? It's just you who use your computer? So is this your work computer or your personal computer, sir? Okay. Alright, don't worry, sir. To fix your device, I am going to help you to install some certain Microsoft security on your device so that my team over can clean your network and make sure this kind of problem will not happen to you again in future. So now, what I'm going to do is I am going to guide you with some simple instructions to follow, and then we will find out what all data is getting hacked by running some security scan on your device. But first of all, as your device is locked right now, so we will gonna unlock your device first, okay? So I want you to look into your keyboard. On top left corner, there is a escape key which is written down as an ESC key. Do you see that? You have to press that escape key for 10 seconds. And after pressing it for 10 seconds, this time you have to press three key together, okay? The first key is control key. It will be on the bottom of your left, which is written down as an control key, CTRL. And then you have to press alt key, which is written down as an ALT. And in your right-hand side top, you will see delete key. So you have to press these three key together, control key, hold the key, alt key, hold the key, delete key, hold the key, and release all of them together. Okay, what does it say? Okay, you have to click on sign out. Once you click on sign out, your screen will get dark, and after that your screen will get brightened up again in a few seconds, and it will ask you to sign in again. You have to put your PIN or your passcode, whatever you have put for your computer. And once you put it, your computer will be back and it will be in your computer. You won't see any log over there. It's Ellen Burstyn, sir. Okay, do you see any log now? Okay, so we have successfully disabled the log for a few hours until we do this procedure. Okay, so now the main concern is your computer is hacked by the hackers, so we have to first check who the hackers are, and we have to make sure your computer and your networks are secure with the Microsoft Secure Server. So we are going to install a Microsoft security tool in your computer now. Okay, now you have to follow simple instructions. Okay, first you have to press a window key which is just nearby ALT key. Do you see a window key which has a four block white color box? Okay, so you have to press a window key along with letter R, R as in Romeo. Okay, so you have to type in there where it says open. You will see as open search bar over there. You have to type www.ultraviewer.net. I will spell it out for you. www. Yeah, so once you open that page, you will see a green color download in it. Okay, so you have to click on download. Okay, so you have to open the download. You have to click on next. Okay, so you have to click on next again. Okay, so you have to, click on install. After installing, you will, you will see an extracting file over there which has a green color panel running on your screen. Once it's complete, it will ask you to finish. Once you click on the finish, I am going to generate a one-time ID password for yourself. Alright, let me know once you see the ID and password. Okay, just for the verification, can you verify me your ID and password? Okay, this is your ID, right? Okay, what about the password you see over it in your screen? 26731, that's what you said. So now what we're gonna do is we're gonna run a scan in your device, okay? Because I think my team over here already connected in your device right now, okay? So your computer is secure right now, okay? So this time what we're gonna do is we're gonna run a security scan in your computer, alright? So just be in your home screen, okay? So you have to press the window and letter R again, okay? You have to type in there CMD. What do you see in the screen now?